Well, how would you like to buy a home for a third of the local market rate? An innovative affordable housing scheme in the UK and the US allows prospective buyers to do just that. It revolves around what's called a community land trust, and now there's a push to introduce it here. Ellen Coulter reports.
Naya Yakumaki and her partner have lived in East London for about 2 decades.
We met here, we had a family here, and so really all the networks and friends we've ever had were in this neighbourhood.
With 2 growing daughters, they needed a bigger place, but as their neighbourhood became trendier, the family found themselves priced out. For Naya Yakumaki, the answer was a community land trust, or CLT. More common in the US, CLTs are a form of shared ownership of a property. In a majority of cases, the land is donated by government or a private donor to a not-for-profit organisation to create affordable housing. The not-for-profit then sells or leases the homes to people who need them, but keeps ownership of the land.
So the CLT home, as a principle, is built on free land. This immediately removes a huge amount of the cost to a buyer because you don't pay for the land.
Naya Yakumaki bought a 3-bedroom home for about a third of the local market price through the St Clements Community Land Trust. The trust has permanently tied the home price to the area's average income, meaning there's no money to be made on resale.
This is great news for some people like us. It's bad news for investors. So we very much know and we have accepted and we have endorsed that when we sell our CLT home, we won't make any money.
Dr. Louise Crabtree from Western Sydney University has written a manual on how community land trusts could work in Australia. She says there are some legal issues splitting land and dwellings in Australia, but there is a bigger obstacle. Land is too expensive here.
I mean, the hurdle for any form of innovation in housing at the moment, pretty much Australia-wide, is the cost of land. So we're looking at ways that either government or other entities can make land available, ideally not at market rates.
While the cynical might suggest that governments are unlikely to donate public land, Dr. Crabtree says there's already been interest in CLTs from councils in Melbourne, Sydney and Hobart, and from the West Australian State Government, who all see a need for more affordable, secure housing in their communities. In Melbourne, St Kilda Community Housing has seen a need for long-term affordable housing for a group that often falls between the cracks, single, older women who have a small nest egg. Elena Mogilevsky is the chief executive.
We know that those women, they're kind of caught in between the two systems. They're unable to participate in the market and they're too well off for public housing.
The charity has purchased and earmarked land for a community land trust but may need some changes to the state's new rental laws to make it happen.
Ellen Coulter reporting.